Good morning. This is Shad Marston, Ag Agent, K-State Research and Extension, McPherson County. We will cover some extension news today and let everyone know of our calving school coming in January, and also in January, our start of the Women in Agriculture series. But first, for today's Did You Know, that falls, slips, and trips are one of the most common causes of workplace injuries. Although falls and slips can occur anytime, extra precaution is required during the winter months. Utilizing proper personal protective equipment along with the shoe attire can help in this area. Dressing for work is a concern, especially for those who work out in the elements. Safety experts suggest that clothing should be layered to retain your own body heat. With the first cold spell, owners are now just turning on their heaters for the first time. Many problems seem to happen during this time, so please monitor your units and have your repairman's number handy if needed. Portable heaters are also a concern, as they are often used as heat sources in many shops and barns. Portable heaters are one of the most common causes of carbon monoxide poisoning and fires, so be careful and check the surroundings before you start up this fall. Safety in the workplace should always be the top priority on anyone's farm, ranch, or business. In my farming news, moving into the winter always presents a challenge for farmers and ranchers in our area. Nobody can predict what will happen in the future, and we probably can't be prepared for all the different situations that can come about in agriculture. With that said, and knowing all the situations that can affect ag production, weather is the most unpredictable. The producers that have a sound plan of action with sound goals in mind and can adapt to the different struggles seems to survive the best in the field of agriculture. Hopefully each producer can finish up fall harvest and fall planting and start to plan for the winter months. To my livestock producers, November means weaning calves and getting ready for winter feeding of the livestock. Utilizing all the different crop residues and cover crop can save on your feed bill and extend our hay reserves. Working and vaccinating all the different groups of livestock should be on everyone's mind. Winterizing, preparing farm duties for the cold temperatures is a lot easier when the weather outside is comfortable instead of waiting for the trouble to happen when it gets cold. In other extension news, McPherson County will be hosting a winter calving school January 13, 2022. We have once again been selected as the site where Dr. A.J. Tarfoff brings his cow-calf model and demonstrates birthing techniques to help with the survival of both the cow and calf. Our delicious steak supper will start the evening out at 6 p.m. Also in January, we will host a Women in Agriculture workshop series outlining cropland risk management and then a class covering beef cow-calf risk management. All are welcome to attend, and each night of the series starts with a dinner at 5:30 and concludes at 8:30. Registration for this series starts in December. With November just around the corner, it's a month to be thankful, so please keep that in mind when we start the hustle and bustle of the upcoming holiday seasons. Again, this is Shad Marston with K-State Research and Extension, and I can be reached at the Extension office at 620-241-1523 with any of your ag questions. I would like to wish everyone a safe holiday experience this weekend. I would like to wish everyone a safe Halloween experience this weekend.